I'm Jody Weitz, results and success coach, and these podcasts teach you how to make significant changes to live your dreams, make a positive impact on the world, and drop your regrets. It's time for you to get spectacular. Welcome back to Your Spectacular Life. I'm Jody Weitz, your professional coach, making sure that everything in your life is absolutely spectacular. I'm here with Timothy Fleming. Hi, Tim.
Hello, how's everyone? Good to be with you today.
All right, great. Great to have you, Tim. Let me tell you something about Tim. Timothy Fleming Jr. has spent over a decade helping hundreds of authors publish their books through his company, T&J Publishers. But what he noticed changed everything. Most authors don't struggle with writing their books. They struggle with what comes next. For some, their obstacle is mindset, imposter syndrome, fear, and self-doubt that kept them from sharing their message boldly. For others, it was strategy, not knowing how to turn their book into a coaching program, a digital offer, or a business that can sustain them. Today, as the founder of the Kingdom Launchpad, Timothy helps Christian and self-help authors and experts overcome both. Drawing on 30 plus years of ministry experience, 10 plus years in publishing, and the same systems he and his wife Jackie used to build multiple six-figure businesses, he equips others to step fully into their calling and to create kingdom impact. Wow, great. You have got a lot of experience behind you. You know, Tim, had you always wanted to go into book publishing, or were you a big reader as a kid?
Yeah, that's an awesome question. As long as I can remember, I've always wanted to be a writer. When I was in elementary school, I would sit at my dad's typewriter, not knowing what to write, not knowing what to do. I just had the compulsion to write something. And ever since I've been a child, I've always been a writer. In middle school, I would write short stories, create my own comic books. In high school, writing poetry and short stories, even wrote a novelette. And this has always been a part of me. So that's always been a part of who I am.
Nice. Was there always a topic, or did you have a theme, or what were you really interested in?
Well, as far as a child, I was just mainly interested in writing creatively. Mm-hmm. Just creative writing, like I say, short stories. Mm-hmm. I love movies. Love looking at movies. So action movies. And even though I don't watch a lot of horror movies, I used to look at a lot of horror movies. So I would always like kind of mystery, suspense.
And the comic books, you were into the hero's story as well.
Yeah, superheroes, everything creative, just expressing my creativity. And I guess if we can, pinpoint a theme, looking back retrospectively, I can pinpoint that in all of my writings, there's always this theme of coming into yourself or making some discovery about yourself. That allows you to really kind of live a much fuller life. And I would probably say that would be something that I've always been attracted to, even if I didn't have the words to articulate it.
Great. Now, did your parents, of course, you probably shared your stories, right? They heard you typing away. And, I would want to know what my child was writing. Were they supportive and excited about your imagination?
Well, my parents were very supportive. My dad, he's a pastor. He has that level of creativity when it comes to creating sermons. And one thing I notice about him is every time he would minister, he would never use notes. It was always just flowing out of his creativity. She's the educator, so she taught school and she worked at a college, and so she was always very articulate with her words. But both of my parents were very supportive of my endeavors and really pushed me to keep going in that direction.
That is great. Just so always warms my heart when I hear that a child really got supportive on their path, built it sound like your confidence and kind of led you where you were today. Now, when did you decide to, it sounds like you started with your own books, but when did you get excited about publishing other people's books and having them promote themselves?
Okay, so my dad, he actually published his first book in the mid 90s, I think around 94, 95. And it was really around that time, I would say, that the seed was planted in me to really kind of go into that direction of publishing for other people. I actually republished my dad's book. I
Oh,
revised it and
nice.
then republished it.
Nice. What was it? Yeah, what was it called? I'm curious.
The title of it is Coping with the Uncopeable, and it's a book about overcoming life's challenges. He wrote his book, unfortunately, right after my oldest brother was killed by a drunk driver.
Oh,
So
goodness.
he
Sorry.
produced that book to teach other people how to navigate through turbulent seasons in their lives.
Yeah.
And I ended up rewriting or revising and republishing his book. And as far as my journey of really just helping other people, it started in, I would say, in 2010, when my wife also, when she had the inspiration to write her first book. And her book is entitled Purpose Seekers, and it's about teaching people how to discover their purpose in life. And so I sat down with her, and just like a classical ghostwriter, interviewed her and just had her share
Nice.
all of her talking points. And I
Oh.
literally ghost wrote her book. And then after writing her book, then a friend of hers wanted me to write her book. And it really just it spiraled downward from there, just everybody asking me to write their books for them.
Well,
And so
what
I took that and turned it
fun.
into a business.
Yeah, and you must have been really good at it because one person's, oh, I gotta get Timothy to do my, no, he's gotta do my book first.
As long as they say so.
Yeah, right, but the wife was first in line. I get that. No, that is great. And you learn so much about a person when you ghostwrite their book, and it's such a great experience doing that exchange. And so that got you excited. Now, I'm assuming now are you ghostwriting people's books, or are you editing and looking at their book and again looking at ways to promote with digital, socials, coaching programs, etc. Where are you at now?
So I still ghostwrite people's books,
Yeah.
and at this point, I really made—I would call it an awesome discovery, at least for me. Most people they set out to write a book, and most of the books that I've ghostwritten, they were memoirs or self-help books. So most of my clients, they come with a message that they want to share with others. They have a blueprint or a framework to help other people overcome their problems, whether it be through their expertise or their lived experiences. So I discovered that a lot of people, they have these incredible books inside of them, these incredible messages. For example, one of my clients, her story of just growing up in childhood sexual abuse. and just learning how to navigate and rebuild her self-esteem. And she's phenomenal, dropped out of high school and it was a statistic, but went back, got a GED, got a master's degree, is working on her doctorate and now has a counseling program
Oh,
for other
fantastic.
women. I mean, it's just so many incredible people, so many incredible stories. And I help people not just put their or craft their stories, but also expand their reach. And that's the reason why I still help people with the production of the book. I still do the ghostwriting, but I discovered that after the book has been published, there's a whole world out there of people that need that person's voice and not just the book, but also need the next level of it.
Yes.
When you come out with an incredible book teaching people life-changing skills, most people are going to want to work one-on-one with you or find some way to enter further into your ecosystem and
Sure.
be able to be mentored by you. And that's the reason for combining now the book publishing with the coaching part.
Yeah, and you're so right. You have a message in you. You want to get that out. You want to reach people. And writing a book is just the first step. And you want to help people. I mean, that's the goal. So this, why working with you allows them to really get their name out there, really be known, really be read and have the opportunity to help them on a deeper level. So besides the coaching program, what other strategies would you recommend or that you do help people with once the book is done?
Yeah, I would definitely advise several key strategies. After you've written and published your book, think about digital products. That is such a big market and such an incredible way to expand your reach. There are a lot of people, for example, myself, I love audiobooks. One of my favorite platforms is audible.com. I love going there and just downloading books. So if I can't read the book, I can at least listen to it while I'm driving, or while I'm going through the airport, putting my headphones
Or when you're
on.
at the gym
Yeah,
or hiking
gym,
or,
or walking on the nature trail, So
exactly.
think about of turning your book into a digital product. So you have audiobooks, you have online courses. These are ways that you could take that same content and expand its reach and reach a broader audience of people who may not have the time or even in some cases the attention span to just sit and read, but they will definitely consume it if it's in audio format or if it's in visual format in the form of an online course. But one of the things that my wife and I discovered is nothing really tops being able to work one-on-one with people in either a mentorship, whether that be one-on-one or in a group mentorship situation, because you get to actually answer people's questions, interact with them, and that just helps the transformation go a lot further.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I would, and you're probably going to call yourself a coach as well, but that's exactly what you're doing. You're coaching them to be a coach and live their best life. I mean, if they could be doing what they're skilled at and they love teaching their own experiences and helping people, you're doing just that. So, they kind of takes the guesswork out of what is next. That's great. That is great. So, what part of the business do you like? I know you work with your wife, but are you the ghostwriter expert or are you the cheerleader coach? Where do you feel you excel at?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So I know that my gift is really in the art of storytelling. I love to take people's experiences and then craft it in a certain way that it tells a story, a very engaging story. And of course, there are certain rules when it comes to storytelling. It's not just about the experience, it's about how you convey that experience, how you share it. And so that's my gift, is I love helping people to craft their stories. But also, I've discovered another key component when it comes to even though we're helping people to craft books and create coaching programs, I've discovered that mindset is so critically important. Mindset is so important. If a person has an incredible story to share, but they are afraid, for example, of getting in front of a camera, afraid of getting in front of a microphone, or afraid of standing up in front of an audience, then oftentimes that mindset challenge can hold that person back and prevent them from sharing this beautiful story with those that need to hear it. So I really come in and specialize in helping people to craft their stories, help them to develop their actual coaching program. Those are things that I enjoy doing. For my wife, like I say, the two of us have actually been doing this for over 10 years. We've put on conferences and reached a lot of people through our own events that we would put on. But I was always the behind the scenes person. I was always the one, I'm the one writing out the curriculum. I'm the one doing the filming. I'm the one doing the editing. I'm doing all of the creative stuff. And I'm always staying behind the scenes. I'm ghostwriting the books and creating the marketing, creating the websites, doing all of those things. So I was always that type of individual. And so I decided I would take what I did from my wife and really start doing it for other people as well. But that's really where my strength is in that area of being a creative, but also in the area of helping people to deal with the mindset challenges that come along with entrepreneurship. And being an author is being an entrepreneur.
Yes. What have you told people? I mean, you may see the same thing coming up again. In your bio, you said imposter syndrome. How do you get somebody who feels that out on a stage or in front of a camera really being vulnerable?
Yeah, that is a very powerful question because that is, and to use the example that you just gave about the imposter syndrome, there are so many people that want to share their story, but they question themselves. Well, I don't know if my story is good enough, or I don't think my story is interesting enough, or I don't know if anyone will take me seriously. There
Goodness.
are a lot of people that have those questions, though, that self-doubt that is trying to sabotage them, trying to ruin them from stepping out and doing something that, in many cases, this is burning in their heart, it's burning in their soul. This is something I have to do, but there's something blocking them. And imposter syndrome is one of the biggest things. Block so many people. I've worked with different clients and authors, and that's one of the biggest questions that I would often get. Do you think people are going to read this book? Do you think it's good enough? And you can see it in their eyes. They're debating with themselves, like, I don't know if I should produce this book because in some cases there are people that are dealing with shame. If I tell my story, how are people going to look at me? What are they going to think about? If I could just share one quick story about this, when I was working with my wife, helping her with her first book, I remember we were sitting down and I was telling her, I need you to be transparent, because vulnerability is how you connect with your audience. And I told her, I need you to be vulnerable. I need you to be transparent. And there were some incidences in her life that she did not want to talk about in the book. For
Especially if you
years.
have kids, right?
Yeah, we
You're
got
not
three
doing
kids.
that. In, yeah, no,
We got three
joking.
kids. Our kids are going to read this book.
Yeah, right.
But I'll never forget it. And I'm actually tell you what that incident was. I told her this specific incident which you're telling me you do not want to put in the book. This is the perfect thing to lead with. We need this in chapter one and lead with it. And when I sat down and we just went back and forth, she's like, "No, you are not going to tell this story." I said, "We have to tell this story." And the story was, this is how we actually start chapter one. This is how we started. I was in the apartment. The apartment, it reeked with the smell of weed. And there were guys all around, at least 20 of them downstairs, all carrying guns,
My
guns holding
goodness.
clubs. And me and my friend were trapped inside of this apartment building, more like kidnapped. And there were at least 10 guys upstairs, and they were having their way with my friend. And then one of them came into the room where I was. Want to know what happened? You got to read the rest of the
Oh
story.
my word.
I said, we
You
need to start with that. I know it's going to be embarrassing to you
Yeah.
because there are family members that know about what happened when you and your friend were pretty much being held hostage in
Yes.
an apartment complex in the middle of the hood.
Yeah.
But you have to think about this, and this helps people with imposter syndrome. You have to get a sense of this is my mission. Who am I helping? Is this
Yes.
a mission of mine, or is this just something that I'm doing therapeutically for myself? Am I trying to help other people and set other people free? And when I helped my wife to really kind of see it in that perspective, then she was fine with it. That, okay, yeah, there may be a couple of family members that know who my friend
Yeah.
is or know what I'm talking about,
Yeah.
but if it may be five people that may get upset, but then this story may help 500,000 people, may help
Exactly.
5,000 teenage
Exactly.
girls that are about to go down the same path that I went down. And it may just stop them from experiencing what I experienced.
Exactly. Wow, that is powerful. And what I'm also hearing is that you're hooking them from the beginning. This is, you have to go to the middle to get the good stuff. But also that, your wife lived through this experience. She's got an expertise in dealing with this experience and probably others that she didn't want to hear about or that she didn't want in the book, but it really makes her more believable. We root for her and we listen to her advice in a much deeper way because she was vulnerable. So, yeah, wow. My heart started beating. All right. Whew, gotta take a breath here, Timothy. Wow. Yeah, that's great. I love your creativeness and really saying this has gotta go first. We've gotta let people know who you are. So, yeah. So, Timothy, if you had a message to listeners out there, you said everybody's got a message. Everybody's got a mission. What would yours be?
Mine is to help those that have a mission to transform lives, to shape lives, to make people's lives better, to help them to develop a platform. That's my mission. And I believe that each and every listener has a mission, or as we say, have a call of God on their lives. You don't have to have a caller. You don't have to have a big podium, a big microphone. You just have to have a burning mission to want to see lives change and understand that the things that you've gone through, believe it or not, but you didn't go through those things for you. They weren't for you, they were for someone else. Your lived experiences, your pains, your heartaches, the things that you struggled with, the things that you deal with even now, those things are a roadmap to help someone else navigate through their turbulent seasons in their lives. So understand that we all impact one another, and there's no greater way to help and serve other people than to share your story.
Wow, powerful. I really love that. And I've just got to say, Timothy, I know you're passionate because your hand gestures, I'm thinking you picked that up from your dad. They're lovely. They're perfect for a speaking audience, but they're really are great. I don't know if anyone's ever told you that, but your hand gestures really help you make a point and really make me feel that you are passionate about what you do and how you want to help people help other people in their life.
Yes. Yeah, you are the first one to tell me that. Thank you.
About hand gestures.
Lot of hand gestures.
Goodness, they're wonderful. They're great. So what's next for you, Timothy? What are you thinking maybe in 2 years, 3 years, 2026? What are you excited about?
Well, what I'm excited about is really one of the things that is burning in my heart again is to help people to overcome the mindset challenges that are preventing them from living out their full potential. That potential that from releasing and sharing with the world the gift that God has placed on the inside of them. And one of the things that I endeavor to do, and this is something that I discuss with my wife, and actually I've kind of started moving in this direction, is to produce materials and trainings to help people to overcome the mindset challenges so that they can really step into their full potential, their full calling, and begin to do the thing that not only impacts other people's lives, but also impact their lives. Because we want to be a blessing to other people, but we also want our gift to be a blessing to us as well.
Absolutely.
So that is something that I am very passionate about and definitely moving forward. So I'm working on an event right now to help people in the mindset arena.
Great. That sounds exactly what they need because once they can get past the blocks and the shame and no, people are not going to like this or I'm not valuable enough and what I have to share may not be interesting enough, there really is freedom. There's
Yes.
a freedom that allows them to step into who they are authentically and really live their lives to again, whatever, live that goal, live that intention, help anybody who they just happen to run into on the street. I mean, those are life-changing moments. I've had those before with other people. So, I think it's a great intention and a great goal. And I wish you a lot of luck with that. And Timothy, how can people get a hold of you if they want to have another conversation? They've always had that book in them, and they want a little bit of confidence via your techniques to help get it out.
Yeah, most certainly. You can go to my website at www.timothy, Timothy Fleming. Now, Fleming is spelled with two M's. Fleming, Fleming, Junior, Jr.com. So that's Timothy Fleming Junior.com. And on my website, I actually do have a lot of free resources. I have several
Nice.
challenges, and I actually have a mindset course that I recently released. That you can also sign up for. It's called Five Core Beliefs, where I help people to dismantle those beliefs of I'm not good enough, I'm not enough, oh, I'm ashamed of myself, I'm not worthy, and I'm powerless. Those five core beliefs, I help people to overcome those beliefs in their personal walk. So you can find those resources on my website.
Very generous wow, you really you don't fool around with the five core beliefs. You get right to it, which is good. That's That's the way I like to roll as well. That's wonderful. Well, Timothy, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. I love hearing the stories. I love really hearing how you've helped people move past blocks, be their best self, and help change the world for to be a better place. And that's just great. That's why we're here. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. All right, you take care, okay?
All right, you do the same.
Thanks, Timothy. I'm so grateful that you've listened to the end of this podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review it, and share it with your friends. I love teaching insights so that you can have a more impactful and meaningful life. It's my mission to build a thriving community of happy, fulfilled people. Want more? Visit my website at yourspectacularlife.com.